This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Start your engines.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in, it's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
All right, folks. Welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you've got a business and you're having a hard time with cashiers, well, guess what? Southwest Point of Sale could hook you up. They do just like the big guys do. And all you have to do is just give them a call at 800-540-2149. They'll come out, take a look at your business. Hey, if it fits for the price of a cash register, you can go totally self-checkout. 800-540-2149. Black Forest Motorsports, if you have a Porsche, Mini, or a BMW, it could be a great alternative to the dealer. Over 40 years experience. And if you think you got the creds, you can throw a number on the door and you might win. All right, we got Brittany back in the house. She's kind of still floating.
I was in my happy place.
Boy, do you get into your music or what?
It's another one of my favorite seats. My race car.
And your piano.
My sweet pea.
Yeah.
Seat. That's my KX100. Yeah. And the seat behind my keyboard.
You kind of reminded me in that photo of Ray Charles.
My eyes were closed.
And you were kind of doing the roll.
You feel it.
I thought you were going to fall out of your booth.
I know exactly. I was playing.
Exactly.
At that point. When
Freebird?
No. It was with Spread Monkey.
What do you mean, no Freebird?
There was no Freebird on Friday night. But I just,
you were
I
in
could
heaven.
Read my body language and I knew where I was and what song.
You were in heaven.
Yeah.
So, who'd you bring in today?
Oh, another up-and-coming legend. You know, I want to thank Brendan. He put this in my head a couple years ago. His friends were saying, we need more motorcycles on Racer Radio.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of cars, which isn't a bad thing, but we want variety. And then since then, you know, we've had.
Well, you bring all these old motorcycles.
Well, not today.
No, you got a young kid in today.
Yeah, so we're going to add to the legends on two wheels. So he's done and educated me on the difference between arena cross, supercross, motocross. He's done vintage motocross. He's even done flat track.
Wait a minute.
And he's only 13.
How can he do vintage if he's only
13? He was on a 74 250, I believe. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Please welcome Amari Arnold and his number one fan, Natalie, a.k.a. Mom.
Is that Mom?
Super crew.
So 13, huh?
Yep.
How long have you been riding?
I've been riding for about 5.5 years.
Okay. What got you into it?
So me and my brother used to like watch a lot of videos online about dirt bikes and we've always just wanted to do that. So then one day, she brought home like those little, like electric Razor motorcycles.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So we started riding that just like around the cul-de-sac and stuff.
Were you riding a bicycle at the time?
Before?
Yeah. Okay. You didn't go straight.
I actually started riding bikes without a training wheel, when I was like, what, 2?
Attaboy.
Yeah, when I was 2.
Mm-hmm. Mom is agreeing. She's nodding on
radio.
Yeah,
I can see Mom standing on the porch going, oh my God, no training wheels. Yeah. But you took to it pretty quickly?
Yeah.
When he was 2, he asked for ramps for Christmas.
Ramps for Christmas.
Ramps. I want ramps.
Yeah.
2 is that? Yeah. Wait, was he on a motorcycle before he was out of diapers?
No.
Oh, you did that quickly too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You get too personal. Sorry.
You know what those big baggy things hanging out.
No.
So you started riding the Razor and did you just sort of click in your head that this is something I want to do?
Yeah, definitely.
Are you planning on maybe going pro?
Yeah, definitely.
He's already sponsored. He's not factory yet. But you want that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're local, right?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Marietta.
Okay, so it's kind of
local. Southern California. Yeah. They all come from Southern California.
Well, I don't know if she mentioned to you, but the next opportunity we're going to put together is you coming back to San Diego on the weekend, and we'll put you on TV.
Oh, cool.
Now, why would I put you on TV? Okay. When we put you on TV, all the eyeballs are looking. I've been doing TV down here for 23 years. So nobody ever knows what I'm going to put on and how I'm going to put it on. you wouldn't believe the exposure you'll get by coming on TV. And it's free.
Yeah, I got steering out of it. He had me on to kind of get out of COVID and practice again. He's like, come down. We haven't been on TV for a long time because COVID shut down. And so I went on, and next thing I know, a week later, I had...
Well, because she didn't have
power steering for my race car, because they saw me on TV and I needed it.
Have you seen what she drives?
No, I haven't.
Tell them what you drive.
Well, a dwarf car, rocket.
What motor?
Well, I did tell them that, because it's a motorcycle motor.
That's cool.
So it's stupid fast, but with no power steering.
Yeah.
And look at those little chicken. Look at those little chicken arms.
Pistol. They get tired.
Yeah. So I mentioned it on radio that, hey, or on TV, we need to get this girl hooked up with a power steering unit.
No, I don't have it.
Next thing you know. So you just never know. Doesn't cost anything. You just come down, maybe spend the night in San Diego. I mean, I don't care, because it's early in the morning on either Saturday or Sunday. And do you have any sponsors?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do. I'm sponsored by Fast House Hot Wheels, Kenny and Fonzie over there. And then Carrie and Brian at Grindstone. They're my trainers.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jen and Jeff at Blackmore Ranch.
Remember them? We had them in.
Yeah. And then, let's see, Enzo Suspension, AEO Power Sports, X-Brand Goggles.
Where do you put all those stickers?
We talked about the back fender.
Yeah. Oh, Throttle Syndicate does my graphics, and that's who puts all the stickers on my bikes.
Oh, I'm sure he loves it. You got another advertiser I got to figure out? Go ahead, Mom. You could talk.
And Twisted Development.
What is that? Well, I'm sorry. What is that?
They mod my engines.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of people that believe in you.
Yeah.
So here's what I tell everybody your age. Go home, get a 3x5 card, and type all your advertisers on it.
Yeah.
And then laminate it, and then keep it in your back pocket.
That's cool. Yeah.
And when you come to KUSI, you need to invite every one of your advertisers. Whether they show up or not really doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
The fact that you're offering them TV will blow them away.
Yeah.
Because they believe in you. Now you need to believe in them.
Yeah.
And by believing in them, you're going to allow them to come to TV. Whether they show up or not, like I said, makes no difference. And then you'll talk about them on air. Yeah, I love bringing kids into the studio. So far, the short time I've interviewed you, you're going to do extremely well when you get
well composed.
When you get on the podium, you know, because you got to know how to talk. If you and I know that sounds silly, you're not a NASCAR fan.
Yeah,
but we used to have a driver, and his name was Ward Burton. And his brother, Jeff Burton, and they were really, really good NASCAR drivers. In fact, Ward could outdrive his brother. But Ward Burton would say, my name is Ward Burton, I'll draw a NASCAR for 2 years. And the advertiser would say, what the hell did he just say? And Jeff could talk just like you and I.
Yeah.
So needless to say, Ward lost his deal, and Jeff made it. So it's all about, because when advertisers are looking at you, they're going to see, what are you going to represent? Because you're going to be representing them. Mom, you've done a good job training this kid, unless it's all come natural.
Yeah.
Would you say it came natural?
I think it's mainly natural.
Yeah. Well, it's the enthusiasm. It's the desire.
The love of it. We're going to commercial break fairly soon. You said the word podium. During the commercial break, maybe the two of you can figure out how many times he's been on the podium, because I've seen pictures.
Do we have enough time?
Well, just a number. So start. You can use my fingers if you need, because I do know he has a national championship.
Wow.
At Arena Cross.
Arena Cross. Which is the smallest of... He already educated me on the difference between Arena Cross, Supercross, and Motocross.
Well, why don't we ask you what those three are for the listeners? Because we might have some people out there.
We have a lot of car racers listening. So
Well, we got a lot of motorcycle listeners, too, believe it or not.
I think the cars might need help like I did.
Yeah, I think so, too. This is Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Dave Stahl, a man of many interests, a man who wants to know more about pinstriping vehicles, a man who wants to understand MMA fighters, a man who interviews makeup artists.
Yeah, Dave is quite interesting.
Join Dave Stahl every Sunday at 1 p.m. for Yak Radio, a show that's about, well, anything. Each topic is always different and full of information that will help you and your family get through life. That's Yak Radio with Dave Stahl, Sundays at 1 p.m. on The Answer San Diego.
FM 96.1
North County.
AM 1170 San Diego. The Answer.
All right. Hi, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, this segment belongs to El Cajon Forest. Did you see Paul Dyke catching a whale?
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's on Facebook. Like, he caught, well, it's a fish, but man, I think that fish was almost bigger than he was. So I guess he's doing a little R&R, but if you need a new Ford, use Ford. Just a Ford in general, El Cajon Ford will take care of you. And you can service any vehicle in your garage at El Cajon Ford. Pretty amazing. All right, we got a special guest in the house. We got Amari Arnold, up-and-coming motorcyclist. But before we do that, Brittany's got a little bit of Barona news.
Just a friendly reminder that we do race next Saturday, June 24th. The divisions that will be out in the dirt playing and going in circles will be IMCA Modified, IMC Sport Mods, IMC Stock Car Street Stocks, IMC Hobby Stocks, Dwarf Cars, Pure Stocks, Mini Dwarfs, and Mini Sprints. That is next Saturday, June 24th.
Are you racing?
That's the plan.
We were talking yesterday. We're going to get you into a sport compact.
Okay.
Well, we already had a consensus. We had a meeting yesterday about,
who?
About you.
Who's we? You and the turd in your pocket?
Marcy.
Oh, okay.
Ken.
She races that division.
And Mark Rose.
They all agree? Amen.
Well, they want to know if she'll do it.
I'd love to.
I said, of course.
Oh my gosh.
Do it. But anyway, back to Armani.
Amari.
What did I say, Armani?
Arnold.
Hey, Amari.
Well, he's pretty slick.
Slick, like
good
clothes.
Looking. He'll be good for television.
So,
and mom.
Yeah, and
number
mom.
One fan.
Yep.
Natalie.
Who's probably the hardest working one of the group? So, you're 13.
Oh, we're not.
It sounds like you pretty much somebody hands you a set of handlebars, you'll climb on and go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the 250 vintage, yeah. 74. Yeah. Show the picture to Dave if you wouldn't mind.
Was that an experience? Because you ride a lot of modern motorcycles. What was that 250 like?
It was really difficult at first, but it was also really fun because I'd never ridden anything like it. And surprisingly, it was actually a lot faster than my 85.
Really?
250, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, 250 is going to be.
Yeah.
But it's not. But this is a heavier bike, wouldn't you say?
And the suspension's not as good.
Yeah, definitely not.
Well, wait, is that what fell apart in a turn or something? What happened?
Yeah. So I was at Day in the Dirt. I think it was last year, and I was going down this big downhill at Glen Helen, and there's all these like bumps. So I went like trying to go faster down the bumps than I usually do. And I heard like a weird rattle. So as soon as I went to the turn, it just popped off and it was like,
yeehaw.
It was crazy. Yeah.
Did you fall?
No, luckily I didn't.
What was it? Shock? What was it? A shock? A shock absorber or what?
Yeah, it was like the whole entire suspension kit, like everything just fell off.
Oh, big, go big or
crazy.
Go home.
Yeah.
Like maybe you guys should tighten this up next time I go out.
Yeah.
So
well, I got to tell you, did you see him on the bike?
Yeah, it's a great picture. Did
he
you see it?
He sits well.
It's a great picture.
He sits well. And I mean, that's so important on a motorcycle. If you're not positioned right and sitting right, then everything gets ugly.
Yeah.
So what do you race regularly?
I usually race my Husqvarna 85.
Okay.
Yeah. I told him about Lars already.
Yeah.
I'm going to send the interview to Lars.
He doesn't know Lars Larson.
I know, but I want Lars to hear about this.
Lars is what? How old is he?
He's only 81. He's 81.
And he still
young.
Races.
Wow.
Yeah, 81. Out at Glen Ellen.
That's crazy.
He's still
Ellen.
A factory rider.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been a factory rider. And he could probably open some doors. And
yeah.
Yeah, I think definitely. I think at his last interview, it was 7 decades he's raced.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll have to introduce you to.
And if you met him, you wouldn't even know he was a motorcycle rider. Not in a million years.
No. Now, did you want to educate our listeners about the difference between arena, super, and motocross?
Yes.
Please.
So arena cross is pretty much just like a shorter or smaller version of supercross. So the lap times are usually like 30 seconds long compared to supercross, which is around like a minute to like a minute and a half. Mm. But arena cross is in like a bull riding stadium, and supercross is in a baseball stadium. So it's a, so yeah, so it's a big difference. Yeah.
But a lot of hard rights, hard lefts, whoops.
Yes.
Hills.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the and of course the arena is much smaller.
Yeah.
And then there was one more after
motocross.
That.
Yes, motocross. Yeah. So motocross is just like outdoors. So
that's where it gets your attention.
Yeah. So that's a lot like it's a faster track. Like you'll go a lot faster on that one. And there's not as much jumps, but the turns also aren't as tight either.
Gotcha. Yeah, and that's where the drifting comes in. Yeah. And who keeps your bike running?
My grandpa.
Really? So he comes up to all of the races?
Usually to the big ones. If it's just like a local race.
Don't break it, kid.
Yeah, exactly. He actually tells me not to get it dirty, but it's kind of impossible.
Yeah, kind of, but we are on a dirt track.
At the end of the day, if I can drive my car up in one piece, crew chief's happy. I think he put that sticker where I can see it in staging. Keep it one piece or something.
Yeah, keep it one piece. So did your grandfather race back in the day?
No, he didn't, but he worked on, what was it, lasers? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he worked at he worked on lasers for the military. So he knows a lot about like mechanical,
So you brought him into this?
Yeah, I guess.
No wonder he doesn't like the dirt though. Dirt's not good with lasers.
He literally started YouTubing how to work on Amari's bike.
Yeah,
awesome.
He's done it pretty well.
Grandpa got on YouTube, huh?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Dean Stovall.
Nice.
Let's
Dean
hear it for Dean
Stovall. Oh no, that's right. Wait, is he the one with the racing, street racing?
No.
No.
The street racing.
No, he doesn't race.
No, he was against the street race, illegal street racing. No. No. Okay. Dead air.
Dead air.
On to the next thing, and I'm going to look it up. You made mention of trainer. So you have... Now, tell me about
what
it.
What is your trainer?
I have some follow-up questions.
Yeah, so my trainer's name is Carrie Scher, and her like brand or company is Grindstone, and she trains everybody around, like, I would say, like, 3 to 5 times a week. So she's really busy, and... yeah, so she's been training me for about, 2 years now? Yeah, so 2 years
and
now.
And she's a girl.
Yes.
Not that I don't want to get any hate letters.
I know that girls can't judge meat contests, barbecue contests.
I was waiting for you to bring that up.
Yeah, I'm glad I clarified barbecue, not just meat. But anyway,
yeah, me too.
So training, what is this like? Keeping you physically fit or starts?
Pretty much everything.
Yeah. Diet?
Yeah, so she does my diet. She takes me to the gym. She takes me to the track to ride. She does everything pretty much. She comes to the races. Yeah, she's really amazing.
Did she used to ride?
Her son used to ride. Her son is a pro.
Who?
Yeah. Oh, Carrie does?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so
but her main thrust was getting her son where he needs to be. And he's a pro.
Yes.
What's his last name?
Scher.
He races still, right?
I mean, he doesn't race pro still. At least I don't think, but he still rides.
But
yes,
he did. Pro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love motorcycles. Yeah. So,
5 days a week.
Yeah.
Nice. How are your starts? A little birdie, a rumor on the street is you are awesome on the jumps, which, by the way, Dave, he keeps his eyes open.
Really?
I don't.
No, I don't.
I just hold my breath till I land.
I know. And you hope
but
you
he
land.
He keeps his eyes open.
Yeah.
And then you were going to maybe work on your starts. How are those going?
They're going a lot better now. My starts weren't too good. Like,
what do you think the reason was?
I don't know. I don't think I was too confident. Like I would let off the gas and let other people go by me. But yeah, lately I've been doing a lot better on my starts.
And isn't it more fun to be in front?
Oh yeah. Well, it's also more scary. I feel like.
I was going to say, because everybody's chasing you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everybody's chasing you. I almost like to be in second place rather than first
You're
place.
You're not the only one. Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, you don't want to make that first mistake going into turn one?
No.
Going in way too hot?
Yeah, I've done that way too many times.
Oh, now, does your trainer tell you that? We always hear this at the driver's meeting. You don't win in the first turn.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So does she or somebody videotape your races?
Yeah, she does. My mom.
Okay, does.
So then you guys sit down and critique it?
Yeah.
Your grandpa?
No, my mom and my trainer.
Are you tough, mom?
Yeah.
Very. Oh, tell them about when, or I think, Amari, you should tell us about when she was in your ear, in your helmet.
Oh, yeah, that only, so she put like a microphone in my helmet.
Wait, you put it in there, Mom?
Well, I bought, his trainer at the time used the headset idea, so I got my own. Thinking I could remind him of things he was on the track.
Did you know this going into?
I did. She told me. She's like, okay, we're going to try this out because your trainer does it, so I'm going to do it.
Okay, Mom.
And so, yeah, so we went to the track, and it was just terrible. She would scream at me. Even when she wouldn't see me, she would ask me, did you fall? Did you fall?
Oh,
did you fall?
Gosh.
And then she would tell me, you need to go faster. You need to stick your leg up. You need to stop looking around.
All things and that then, anybody would tell their kid out there looking.
Yeah. So did you fire her? Did you fire her?
Oh, yeah. Well, while I was riding, I just turned her off. I just clicked the thing.
I don't know how it happened, Mom.
The battery went dead.
Yeah.
Checking my goggles and something.
You know what you should have done, Amari?
What?
Put her on the bike, switch helmets, and yell at her all the way around the track. Yeah. I have a feeling she'd say, okay, son, I get it. I get it.
I was more concerned about him falling and me not seeing him because I'm always on the side.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I would always say, well,
what are you going to do?
Someone else will see him.
Run out to the track and save him?
She did
mom
sometimes.
Will.
But
yes, a mom will do that.
You can't do that in a race.
I was going to say, isn't that somewhat illegal on her?
Yeah.
And then you get disqualified.
Mm-hmm. Right. Unless if I get hurt like really bad.
Well, we just
like,
used it for practice. It was just for practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so funny. Turn her off.
Yeah, he did.
Did you know he did?
Yeah, I knew.
Yeah, because you kept yelling and he wasn't answering.
Yeah.
How come this little knucklehead's not answering?
Yeah. Well, it was also hard to hear my bike.
Yes.
I mean, it was
because
like,
you have to hear your bike.
Exactly. To change gears. And hear the people behind you.
That
Mom,
is so funny.
I was trying to like, you know, help him out training wise.
Sometimes.
It's a learning curve.
We learn better now.
Yeah. Oh, you are much better. Well, yeah, because he doesn't have a earpiece in his helmet. That's
well,
why.
Well, I still have a trainer now.
Yeah. He has
and this one doesn't
Carrie
yell
do
at
that.
You, right?
Yeah.
The trainer.
Yeah.
Well, she's pretty strict.
Yeah, she's a strict trainer, but she's really good.
Yeah, but she's not doing it when you're going into a turn.
Yeah.
Go faster.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Lift your leg. No, get away from me.
Yeah.
Live and learn.
I know.
She's smiling, though. Mom's smiling. She's happy. She's proud.
We're going to take a break. I hate having to take a break because it's not to pay bills. But we'll come back because find out how you're doing this season and what's in store next season. Are you going to still stay on the same bike? Find out your age group when you get to move up. And I'm sure your trainer probably has something to do with your advancement, right?
Yeah.
Let's do that when we come back. Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Join Dave Stahl every Sunday at 2 p.m. for You Oughta Know. Well, the title says it all. If it's automotive related, he covers it. Everything from the interviews from the manufacturer to road tests of the cars he gets every week. Industry standards, legal aspects.
The list goes on and on.
If you want to know the latest in automotive news and have some fun while doing it, there's only one show for that. You Oughta Know with Dave Stahl. Sundays at 2 p.m. on FM 96.1 and AM 1170, The Answer.
The Answer, San Diego. Streaming now on smart speakers and Odyssey.com.
Hi, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. If you've not been to Paris Auto Speedway, man, oh, man, oh, man, you have got to put that on your list of things to do. Paris has got a great schedule. Their website is awesome. And all you have to do is take a small hour and a half drive up, and everything from Night of Destruction, you name it, they've got it. All right, this is the Paris Auto Speedway segment, and we've got Chris Carnish on the line. Hey, Chris, how's it going, buddy?
Not too bad. How are you doing, Dave?
Well, happy Father's Day to you. And how's your dad doing? I understand he had a little bit of an episode.
Yeah, he's doing good. It was an emotional race last night for me. He's been struggling with heart issues. 2 years ago, had five-way heart surgery.
Wow.
Hasn't improved like his doctors were hoping. A couple weeks ago, went into the doctors for just a checkup. had some issues. I ended up admitting him for a week, changed some of his meds around, ended up sending him home, but he had a temporary IV bag and machine on him that he had to walk around with and carry with him 24/7. That was keeping his heart pumping better. Week ago or so, we got told that he's going to go on the heart transplant list. He got approved on it. And then a couple of days later, we find out that the insurance approved him. And then this Thursday, we get the initial phone call that they had a donor for him.
Wow.
That one sort of fell through that day. It didn't recover like the doctors hoped. The next morning they called us again and said, hey, start coming down. We have two donor hearts available that will work. Whichever one comes available first, we're going to go with. So, I load up my race car on the trailer and took it to the track on Friday. Mind you, we always work race Saturdays. Talked to the promoter, Don, and he let me bring the car there on Friday. I unhooked my trailer in the car, left the car on the trailer there, and went down and spent the little bit of the night with my dad Friday night till about 1. But he's doing good. Came home, got home about 2 o'clock, and an hour later they text me and said he's going in to surgery. They started at 3:30 Saturday morning, and 10:30 or so on Saturday morning, they called us back and said everything went good.
Wow.
They're moving him to the recovery. So I finally able to sleep a little bit more beforehand. Had a great bunch of guys. Sorry, I'm trying to hold my emotions in.
No, dude.
You've been on an emotional roller coaster.
Even Scott said there was hardly a dry eye in the grandstands. So your dad went from a V6 to a V8.
Yeah.
Okay, we got rid of that raggedy old V6, put in a high performance V8, put some pipes on him. How old is your dad, if you don't mind me throwing that out there?
He's 64.
Oh
my God,
young.
He's a baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, and then didn't I see someplace that you actually won the race?
Yeah, I wanted to
Saturday
know about
night?
How Saturday ended. Yeah.
Wow. So it started out, like you say, I was at my house. Usually I get there 11 o'clock or so, 11, 12 o'clock, and get my pit spot, save the next 3 or 4 next to me for all my buddies and everything else. And everybody in my little group of click.
Sure.
Cause I have our main Larry. Well, he, from Wells and Son Racing, he's like the guru on our cars. He's wrenches on all of our cars. Right now we have four cars on the track that he's wrenching on and setting up. We have a fifth one in the works that should be hopefully finished here and possibly on the track next race for us. So he'll have 5 cars he's tinkering on. But he set it up for me. I didn't show up to the track till probably 3:30 or 4 o'clock yesterday.
Wow.
They unloaded my car for me. I still had a couple things I needed to do to it that I didn't get done because I was worried with my father and everything else. So they tinkered on it. I put a new power steering pump on, so they had to purge the air out of the system.
Yeah.
I ran into you 3 weeks ago. I raced Barona on the 27th of May and ended up snapping my right rear axle. So I had to change my rear end back to my Paris rear end. So I never bled my rear brakes. So they bled my rear brakes for me.
Wow.
They checked my power steering. And then Larry did some other nut bolt check that I didn't do. Found some other small little issues, stuff we had to change. So he fixed all that for me. I finally get to the track, jump in the car, go out there. I just cruise in the heat race and everything else and the hot laps and just going. Main event, I started 3rd, second row inside. And just went going. We went green to checkered. By lap five, I finally got around the leader, got up into second place, was following one of the other guys, and finally about lap five, I got on the outside of him and passed him on the front straightaway, and from there on out, I just, from what I was told, and after watching the videos this morning, everybody told me I checked out, and yeah, I watched the video. I had, by the time the checkers flew, I had a good three-quarter to a full straightaway lead. Whoa. On the second-place car.
I bet you when you looked at that video, you thought, man, that kid is good. I wonder who he is.
I was thinking arrive and drive really works for him.
Yeah. I was just amazed my car handled as well. Surprised I held it in.
Yeah.
As well as I did. It took me a while to get out of the car once I was on the front row for my interview speech.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, by lap three, I wasn't looking at anybody. My eyes were straight forward.
Yeah.
Looking at where I was going, hitting my spots on the track.
Right.
And then with three laps to go, my eyes started watering, going, holy cow, I just did this for my dad.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm saying. Well, he was sitting right in the car with you. You just didn't see him.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had him in spirit with me as he's sitting there and recovering.
He's got to be so stoked.
I'm sure once he wakes up, because we just got the call this morning, because they, with him having the full heart transplant,
yeah,
they had him overnight on meds, keeping him asleep, so he wasn't in so much pain.
Right, right, right.
So they're doing they're slowly now taking him off that med, slowly
right,
starting to wake him up, and getting him to start to be alert on his own.
Wow. You gonna take him the trophy?
Oh yeah.
Heck yeah. Does your dad work on the car as well with you?
With his heart condition, he hasn't been able to help as much, but he'll come down there and help me. Like the last, when I swapped out my rear end to go down to Barona, mm-hmm, he came down there, helped me bleed the brakes. Then he'll help me with the little things, help me take the hood off the car and put it on the roof and stuff like that. He'll help me with the little stuff that he can help me with.
Yeah. But now he's got a V8. He'll be able to do all kinds of stuff
he'll
for you.
He'll just lift the car up while you put the stands on.
Yeah.
Man. Boy, I tell you, what a great Father's Day gift, you know, not only to him, but even to you.
Yeah. I mean, there were so many variables that went into yesterday. Between Larry Well working on the car, my guys in the corner, David Seitz, who was last year's track champ, him helping wrench on the car, our other buddy, Dave Urain, Lanny Savage, all of them getting everything ready for me.
Wow.
While I'm gone, Chuck Becker checking on my car while I'm sitting to make sure nothing was going on, coming over, checking on me before the race and everything else. And a lot of the racers out there all came and checked on me and everything else.
Wow. So you know what you have to do next time you go. Say, all right, guys, here's the deal. We're going to do a ride and drive, or ride, you know, yeah, drive, yeah, ride, and just show up. So you guys get my car ready, and I'll just come in and
that
drive. What do you
for
think?
It does.
Yeah, if next race doesn't pan out like that, then
right,
then
for sure.
Go. Yeah, because next race for us is going to be tricky because our factory stocks. We race with the sprint cars next race.
Cool.
And then the following weekend, we race on our normal pass car night.
Oh.
So we actually have back-to-back weeks racing next.
Wow. So what kind
of car? It's a little difficult.
What kind of car are you driving?
I'm still driving a 75 Camaro.
Okay.
This year I changed it up a little bit. I put one of the new Dominator noses on it, so I got the 2019 nose on it with an 85 Camaro hood.
Oh, okay.
So it looks nice. I've got so many compliments on it, on how it looks, and car handles a heck of a lot better now. Like I say, can't.
Interesting. What color is the car?
Mainly purple. Purple I have on the car for my grandmother who passed away a couple of years going on 8 years ago now,
from
pancreatic cancer. So I do the car with purple for her, because that was the cancer ribbon.
Sure.
I have it highlighted with pink and such for my girlfriend's daughter, who. So then I have it's, but mainly it's gray. Gray, purple, and with axes of pink and blue and such on it. So
it was the one that was way out front.
Yeah, yeah, that's the easiest way. What's this is a Brittany question. What's your number? And is there any significance to the number?
Yeah, it's my number is 26, and it represents my birthday, February 6th, so 26.
Ah, gotcha.
So, and I've had that number. It's my baseball number, jersey number. I've had for years and years.
Yeah, mine's 34. Ugh. Same thing. School, paper route, military. Yeah, no, it's the whole nine yards. So you plan to do, are you doing this as a hobby, or are you doing this because you want to move up?
No, it's just a hobby. It's something to get me out of the house on the weekends and such. So I'm not just playing baseball all the time.
Right.
So
his happy place.
Well, and look at the friends. Look at the friends you've garnered by doing this.
Yeah.
Did we talk about sponsors yet?
It's a whole different world out there.
30 seconds. Throw them out there. Yeah, sponsors.
Who are your sponsors? Yeah, who helps get you to the track?
Like I say, my biggest one is Larry Wells, who's wrenching on it from Wells & Son Racing.
Okay.
I got my work Prestige Golf Cars. They help me. If I go somewhere, I got their golf cart near. I take a golf cart with me
that they
work on. I have to thank Dee Dee West down in Ramona for the wrap job I did on the car. Harley's Custom Cycle Works. They were previously as Precision Engine, which has my power plant, my motor and everything else in there.
Wow.
Luke's Transmission, who has built the transmission for not only me, but all of us racers out here. He takes care of all of us racers at Paris and such. And then especially with losing his, we just lost his father, who's a racing legend, Jerry Dodd, not too long ago.
Oh, wow.
I actually just put a sticker of his on the car too as well last night. So I actually had not only my dad and everything else watching over me, I had Jerry Dodd watching over me too, and who's always been there. A supporter of me.
Wow, that's awesome.
Congratulations. Right.
I'm going to tell you like I tell everybody. Get a food sponsor. Come on. Right?
Yeah.
That way people will bring food to your track and you don't have to worry about eating.
Yeah.
Chris.
So, and I have to say a huge thanks to everybody at Paris Speedway. Big, huge support behind them last night too for me and everything else, especially Scott and Don and Tom Gillum.
Yep.
Those three right there and Coach. I have to say, those without them at the track and their support last night, I don't know if I would have been able to do what I did last night.
I can tell. Hey, if you want to ever bring the car to San Diego, I do local television, and I would love to put you, your car, you can invite your sponsors, and the segment is nothing more than all about you and how people get you to the track. Just get my contact information from Scott if you want to do it. I send you the clip. You can use it to generate advertisers or just share it with the team, because it's all about you guys. And Chris, my heart just is so excited that your dad is on the road to recovery, and maybe down the road we'll have him call in as well. We look forward to that.
I appreciate that, Dave.
All right, buddy. You take care, and happy Father's Day. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We got the wild one in here. We'll chat with him in a moment. He says we don't need four wheels. Two wheels does just fine. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Dave Stahl, a man of many interests, a man who wants to know more about pinstriping vehicles, a man who wants to understand MMA fighters, a man who interviews makeup artists.
Yeah, Dave is quite interesting.
Join Dave Stahl every Sunday at 1 p.m. for Yak Radio, a show that's about, well, anything. Each topic is always different and full of information that will help you and your family get through life. That's Yak Radio with Dave Stahl, Sundays at 1 p.m. on The Answer San Diego.
That All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
When the moon is bright.
No, move on. We only have 10 minutes, and I have like 70
Certified Car
minutes.
Clinic. Certified Car Clinic, CCC. Check them out. Got a dyno, makes it go fast. Next. How was that?
It was rushed. They're a great place.
Yes, they are.
Take your car. Well, I don't know which direction to go because there's Freestyle and then there's April. Which do you want to go?
What is April ride drive?
No, the month.
We can do Freestyle first.
Okay, let's do that.
So how long have you been freestyling?
Not too long. I would say I haven't been doing it lately, but I would probably say maybe like half a year.
Okay, so now do you freestyle practice into a tub of sponge?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
What?
Not into a foam pit.
What?
What?
You do it on dirt?
What?
Yeah. Well, that's only, I think I should only do that if I'm going to do like flips and stuff.
You
I'm
did a heel doing. Clicker. Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Well, I would want some foam underneath me if that
He's doing heel clickers over dirt practicing?
How high up off the ground did you think you got?
Well, the jump is, I believe, like, it was 55 feet long.
Oh, my God. Did you keep your eyes open?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had to see what I was doing.
Oh, yeah, so. Hello.
Easier said than done.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was 55 feet long, but I don't really know how high I went. The ramp's probably around, like, 7 to 10 feet tall.
Well, let's put it this way. So, how long did it take for you to come down?
Yeah.
Oh,
right? Forever?
1,000,
yeah. 1,000. I would probably say maybe like a sec, like maybe 2 seconds.
No one videotaped it?
She did.
Oh,
she,
okay.
She has a
awesome.
Video.
You did. Okay. Because I know my one big race I did, I thought I was getting mega air, and then like the the photos came in. I was like, oh.
That's the same thing for me.
Yeah, like a foot or two.
Like when I think I'm going to do like a big whip or something, and then it comes back, and that's like I only turned my bars or something.
He's so honest.
That is so funny.
The whip is at the back end coming around.
Yeah.
So how often do you practice?
Usually I practice about 2 to 3 times a week. But if it's like summer, like when I don't have school, then it's usually always just 3 times a week.
So where do you practice?
Ooh, yeah.
I practice at Paula, Glen Helen.
Okay.
And Paula.
Do you have to rent the track or is it open?
No, it's open.
No, they're talking about freestyle.
Oh.
No, I was talking. I was just talking. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's go back to now. Do you like freestyle?
I do. Yeah. That's
more
really
so
fun.
Than racing.
Oh, I think I said off air. That's the one I would discourage, Mom. Yeah.
I think I like racing more.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, freestyle is short and sweet.
Yeah.
You know, and if you make it, hooray.
Yeah.
If you don't, darn.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, did we get a podium count?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Ish.
Well, I don't think we can even do that. That's
all right. Attaboy.
How many trophies have you got? 3. Oh,
are you putting an addition on the house, Mom?
Do you have a lot of trophies?
I have a lot of boxes of trophies.
Gotcha.
And a lot of trophies in my room.
Do you remember the first podium? Do you remember the feeling?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah.
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 You always remember your first one.
Yeah.
Right on.
So have you broken anything or are you pretty good? Are you pretty lucky?
No, I've broken my thumb, my back, my collarbone.
Back.
Yeah.
Your back.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
That was just last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Last year it was.
Last March and then this April.
Well, do you have a brace or something that you wear now or no?
I wore a brace for about, what was it, like maybe 5 weeks or something. And I didn't ride until about another like 3 weeks after that. But so I broke my collarbone, thumb, back. I dislocated my thumb and my other thumb.
Stop doing that.
I know. And I think that's about it.
That's
makes
enough.
It hard to hitchhike when you dislocate your thumb.
Yeah.
That's enough of that breaking stuff. Yeah. Break records. Break records.
Well, haven't they come up with some new gear? You know?
Instead of wearing knee pads, now you wear knee braces.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
And didn't they have something for your back as well?
I don't think so.
It's part of the chest plate.
Oh, chest plate, yeah.
Kind of like a chest plate, but on the backside now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it goes all the way around.
Did it take a while to get you? Because you're used to probably at the beginning running with hardly any gear.
Well, no, at the beginning I wore way more gear because she was all freaked out about
bubble wrap.
Yeah,
bubble
exactly.
Wrap.
Yeah, wait. So I wore like shoulder pads, knee pads, chest plate,
elbow pads.
I look like a rollerblader out there.
I can't get on the bike.
Exactly. I can't even move.
Get your leg over it. I can't.
You'll have to pick me up and set me down on the bike.
Exactly.
Now, you have a significance with your race number, correct?
What is your number? It's 224.
Okay, and that stands for? The importance of it.
Okay, well, it doesn't really stand for anything. It was because, do you know who Hayden Deegan is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so pretty much their family. So Brian Deegan was number 38, Hayden was 238, and then Hudson was 338. So my older brother wanted to do that, and I didn't even know about it till he showed me a video. And so his number is 24, my number is 224, and then my little brother is 324.
Yay. Oh, so your brother runs too? Races? Yeah.
Well, he used to, and then he quit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you get too old?
I mean, he's got bored of it, I guess.
Well, you know, let's face it. What you're trying to do, you don't do this when you're 40, 50 years old.
Yeah.
Lars does,
exception. Yeah, but see.
But I know what you're saying. Yeah. You're chasing a dream right now. Yeah.
Yeah, you're good till about 20, 21.
I would say probably till like
more than that. 30, Christian Craig. 30.
Oh,
30?
But I would say like 35 and then I would retire.
Okay.
Somewhere
start
around there.
Training.
30 to 35. Yeah.
So have you got any manufacturers looking at you?
Not that I know of. Not
that's
yet.
That's true. Well, hey, you never know who's watching. You never know who's watching.
Because you don't know who's watching, so you have to act accordingly.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always have somebody come up. Hey, come here, kid.
Yeah.
Have I got a plan for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right now, you're not really looking at that far down the road. You're just having as much fun as you can.
Yeah. I don't know. Wait, are you?
I'm always having fun, but I would like to be on a factory team because, I mean, a lot of kids in my class, not a lot, I would say like maybe like 5 or 6 in my class are on like factory teams already.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they've been on factory teams since they were on like little 65s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you got to just start getting your face out there.
Yeah.
Well, the teacher in me says study them.
Yeah.
And find their strengths.
Yeah.
Find their weaknesses.
Well,
and use that to your advantage.
I could honestly say you just need to get in front of these people.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to walk up to the Yamaha trailer, the Husqvarna trailer. Actually, I would go with Husqvarna because you're already on a Husky.
Yeah.
And just and be persistent.
Yeah.
You know, just don't take no for an answer. I mean, I could tell you stories how I didn't get into what we're doing right now here.
Yeah.
Till I was 50.
Oh, wow.
50. Okay.
Yeah.
And I have radio, television, and I used to write for a local paper till they closed. And
don't
I got
give
it.
Up.
And I got it all by being persistent.
Yeah.
If you believe you have something to give, and I can tell you, and I haven't even seen you on a bike, you have more going for you than what you give on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And that's presentation.
Yeah.
You have not stopped looking me dead in the eye.
I know. To know them is to love them.
No. That's the most important because I'm telling you, kids today, you know, they're constantly on their phones. They're not looking you in the eye. And because you're whatever, even a factory team, you want to be able to represent them in the very best way possible.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you,
he's very
Mom,
present. He's very present.
He's all he needs is a break. All he needs to do is. And try not to fly too high.
No bones. No more broken bones.
Yeah.
Can you do that for me?
Yeah, I'll try to.
Yeah, I'm sure he's probably in his. Well, we've had a blast talking to you. Yeah. Go ahead.
And thank you. Michael Lewis minus one. He put us in contact with this young man.
Oh.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Him and his dachshund.
Awesome.
Yeah. He brings him in studio.
Is that
dog? Cool. Comes?
Yeah. That dachshund lick your face like that dog? I have too many dogs at home, but that's another story. All right. Gun Sports Radio right around the corner. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.